Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning here on the 9th of August, 2023. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And my Ukrainian princess, Christina's here. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
A big day for you guys.
Every day is a big day. You know, just one more challenge.
But, well, no, but this is good, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
You're heading down today with your husband. And hopefully good news.
I hope so.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. Be positive. No, we're not talking about health things. It's, you know, it's good things. But you have to go to Sacramento. Bad things is going to Sacramento. Okay, so what kind of day is it today? Or what national day is it today?
Today is National Lazy Day.
National Lazy Day. Sue's still here. Hey, Sue, did you hear it's National Lazy Day? Okay. You know what? I wish I had known that this morning. As it is, our guests beat me in. There's something wrong about that. The guests beat me into work. But I've never had a guest come in this early. So
I was also actually surprised.
Yeah.
You weren't here when you got here.
No, Sue had to let him in. National Lazy Day. I know, wouldn't it be great if just everybody could just lay down and take a nap right now?
But, you know, sometimes when you're running the routine, it's so hard just to take a nap and relax.
It is. But I tell you what, if you learn how to take naps, seriously, you can train yourself to take a nap. In the service, you'd hit the ground, and if there's nothing going on, boom, you know, security out, everybody's asleep. So for 10 or 15 minutes. And now I find that I can just fall asleep while I'm talking. So what's the weather look like today? It's going to be a high near 92 and a low around 66. We can look at that for the next few days until Saturday. And then it's going to hit the triple digits, 101 Sunday, 104. And it's going to stay low hundreds all the way through Tuesday. Now, yesterday, he said there was a slight chance of rain on Saturday, but that has gone away. That slight chance has left us. And the weather's not too bad. I mean, yeah, it's in the 90s, but it's not 115, and we've already seen that this year. So weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated company right out of Anderson here, provides outstanding service for their customers. It's a veteran-owned company. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. And let me see here real quick. Anything else I've got to check on this? Okay. Eric Dews.
Yes.
I got that right.
Yes,
Eric Dews is our guest this morning. And Eric, you know,
good to be here.
If you're on time, you're late.
Hey,
right?
If you're not early, you're late.
That's mm-hmm. it. If you're not early, you're late. You know, we had this, my buddy Ted Lutty, retired command sergeant major. Owns Northern Farms Instruction.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that can't be fixed by getting there early.
It's true.
It is true. And when you, and a lot of times you have to roll in at the last minute, but when you can get someplace 15 minutes early, then you kind of set the stage the way you want. Gives you a chance to look through your notes.
100%. Preparation is key.
Yep. That's it. So, Eric, let's talk about you first, and then we're going to talk about why you came on the show. And this Wednesday mornings is always sponsored by Cornerstone Community Bank. They bring in community builders and businesses and everything. We love to have them come on so people can hear about them. So tell us about you. Are you a local boy?
Well, me, yeah. I grew up here in Reading, actually out in Palisadjo. We moved to Palisadjo, I think, in 94. You know, we've been here ever since. And as you know, Reading's a really unique place.
Well, you must have been...
I was a young guy. I was five years old, I think, when we moved out
there. I was going to say, you didn't care.
So, yeah. But yeah, no, Reading's home.
Why did your parents move up here? Do you know?
They wanted to get out of the city.
Okay, and where'd they come from?
Well, they originally from L.A., but we were living in Santa Cruz at the time.
Okay.
And wanted to slow down a little bit.
You know, I always think of Santa Cruz. I mean, it's so far. I mean, you probably have no links there or anything. But
at this point, no.
Yeah, I always thought of Santa Cruz as, for some reason, it's on the ocean. I don't know if it is. But it seems to me it should be with the name Santa Cruz.
Sure.
And that it was kind of like a laid-back town. But I don't think that's true. Maybe I should look that up.
Well, we visited recently, and me and my wife, and it was nice. It was really nice. So,
it's a cool place.
At least in terms of the weather.
Is it on the ocean?
It's pretty close. We were in that area, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, so your parents came up here in 94,
mm-hmm.
and so then you grew up here.
Yeah, went to North Cal Creek out in Palisadjo, Foothill High School, went to Chico State. I was actually lucky enough to study in Italy for a semester, so that was pretty fun.
What part?
Torino, Italy, northern Italy.
Because I lived in Naples for about 18 months.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
We went down and visited. So
see, southern Italy and northern Italy are very similar to the United States in the sense of if you're from the south, you're slow, you're all these things thought of by the northern Italians.
Yes.
Who are closer to Germany and all this. So.
And dialects a little bit different.
Oh, it's – I went through – the Marine Corps sent me through 30 days of immersion language training for classical, like Roman Italian.
Did you pick it up?
I picked up a whole lot of it to be able to get around as – you know, like, yeah – enough to get around easily.
Sure.
But then when I went to Naples, it was different.
Hmm.
So I ended up speaking English more than I did Italian. Yeah. I got to the point cars would stop in Rome and ask me directions, and I could give it to them.
Oh, nice.
And they'd understand. I could tell them they were going to the opera house. So you could go down, go down the street, take a left, take another right.
Sure, so you picked it up really well then.
Well, okay. It was But being able to study, I think what I'm trying to say is being able to study for a semester in another country.
It really gives you a perspective of other countries and other cultures. So it was very enjoyable.
Yeah.
I spent, you know, half my time studying, but also half the time going out, meeting people and having a good time. Let's put it that way.
I can't imagine that. How old were you there?
At the time, I think I was 25.
Oh,
so it was. It was a good time.
So then you went to Chico State and graduated from there.
So I graduated with a degree in finance.
Okay,
and that's kind of where I ended up back in Redding, California. I actually work at. I'm a CFP here in town, working with Edward Jones.
Okay, and the were you always going to be in business?
For me, it was. Not necessarily. I think a lot of it was my dad, actually. So he's owns a CPA firm in here in town.
Oh, yeah.
And
he does.
Yes. And that was kind of the direction I was headed. Mm-hmm. I was originally studying to become an accountant. Mm-hmm. And that was a little too much back room. I liked a little bit more of the client facing.
Okay.
So that's where I made the change in college. And then, you know, things have been going really well since then.
And how long have you worked for them?
Coming up 6.5 years.
Okay.
6.5 years, so.
Cool. Okay, I'm here with Eric Duth, and I got that right?
Yes.
Duth. Okay, and we're talking about him, but that's not where he came on today. But he's done something, he and his wife have done something, I think, quite extraordinary. And we want to talk about that and some of the things they're doing with that. So we're going to take our first break here. And our first, we might as well have Cornerstone. Cornerstone Community Bank has been in the business 16 years, going on 17. It's a local bank. It's local board of directors. Matt Mosley is running it, part of the Mosley family that plays a big part in our town here. Cornerstone Community Bank, though, is here to move local dreams forward, and they've been doing that. Not only that, but they've been helping with the construction of so many of the businesses you see downtown and other places. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one, their newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura Street. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. I can tell you we do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm real happy with them. We'll be right back. Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
On down to Wind River Resort and Casino and sail the seven seas with our $55,000 cruising through fall swipe to win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win instant prizes like drawing entries for your chance to be one of 10 winners to float away on the cruise of your dreams. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Final drawings on August 31st and September 28th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The top priority of our elected officials should be addressing crime and homelessness in our county. Instead, Supervisor Kevin Cry has prioritized canceling voting machines, thus costing our county millions and millions of taxpayer dollars. We are stunned. This is why we recall Cry. Shasta County District 1, let's take our county back. As early as March, we elect a fiscal conservative that prioritizes our family's safety. Go to recallkevincry.org, paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Box. 719 Linda is hosting a soiree today, a birthday party for one of her friends, and is, when I left, was swirling through the house, finishing it. or whatever girls do for these things. You know, for guys, hey, want to come over and have a Coors Light?
Let's do it.
That's right. Not a Bud Light, Coors Light. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst over at 3208 South Market Street. I tell you what, he can fix a chip in your windshield or cracks over 2 feet in length. And you've heard me tell you that he fixed about a 12-inch crack in my windshield back in 2007. And you still can't see it. That's the kind of work he does. He doesn't take chance with your safety. He'll fix those, and he guarantees them for the life of the windshield. For a free inspection analysis, take your car, truck, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street, and Jeff will take a look at it, and then he'll fix it for you. Give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. It's locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I'm here with Eric Dews. And Eric is, we're talking about him. He's a local man. And tell us about what you and your wife did in building this. What led to it?
Reading Community Builders, the organization, charitable organization we opened, what led to that realistically was we were originally part of Active 2030 Club. Right. Mm-hmm. And we had put on a golf tournament there, raising money under that guise. And I think you're familiar in your audience probably with Active 2030 Club.
Sure.
So we wanted to continue doing that and be able to choose different benefactors across the town and the community.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's involved with the YMCA. I'm involved with Development Council and Mercy Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of naturally fell into place, opening up this organization. So that's what our plan is moving forward, continuing putting on events, choosing organizations that resonate with us, and then donating those funds.
Okay. So how do you select the organization that you help?
That's a good question. At this point, we started with the Cancer Center, because I'm involved with that. We're thinking perhaps next the YMCA, but we're willing to really go any direction. So we don't have a hard and fast selection process.
But they're all nonprofits.
Well, yes, absolutely.
That does something for our community.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So how many? Is it just you and your wife?
So
right now, or do you have a group of people?
So it's pretty much just me, my wife. We do have some committees underneath us, and we've got a lot of community help there. So it's been pretty amazing with chamber members and other.
So this is just you decided to do something for the community.
Absolutely.
Why?
We've always been pretty philanthropic. My wife, like I said, we met in Active 2030 Club, so we've always given back to the community. Looking back in my life, something that was a pretty big impact was Boy Scouts of America. I was a Boy Scout, Eagle Scout.
You were an Eagle Scout?
Yes.
Whoa. See, we're very impressed by Eagle Scouts.
And that was all volunteer time.
Yeah.
And I'm still friends with a lot of those Scout leaders. My dad was really involved with that. So that was big to me.
Yeah.
So passing on that impact, I think, is something that we're able to do.
Okay. Well, that's a good reason. A lot of good organizations need help now and then.
Absolutely.
Because there's so many of them fighting for the same dollars, really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why the Regional Cancer Center?
Well, number one, I am involved with the Development Council over there, so I'm part of that. And number two, Reading, they're building the Regional Cancer Center. It's going to be 40,000 square feet.
Now, this is
off the corner.
Is this Mercy?
Mercy Foundation North.
Okay.
It's going to be off the corner of Hartnell and Cypress.
Oh, right there on the bridge.
Yeah, right there, exactly. And
if you can reclaim the property.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
Sure.
It's been cleaned out and all that. Sure. No. Okay. I didn't know that's what was going to go there. I knew something.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got more than that planned for that area, don't they?
So I'm not their official spokesman, but.
No, I understand.
They are building a 40,000 square foot property that everything under one roof. So when a cancer patient has their cancer treatment, they could be served in Reading instead of needing to drive to Sacramento or San Francisco twice a week.
Great idea. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's this fundraiser going to be?
So the first, so we've, like I said, done a golf tournament before, but we're doing another one. Everyone loves, well, golf's kind of a love-hate relationship, right? You love to hate it. But last time we did this, we were able to raise $15,000, and we're hoping to exceed that this year. So we've got sponsors, raffles, breakfast, lunch, goodie bags for participants. So it should be good. It should be good.
We need to do a fundraiser and do a golf tournament for KCNR. I don't know.
Let's make it happen.
It'd be interesting. Okay. So we want to get the word out. So when's this going to be?
So this is going to be October 12th.
Okay.
That's a Thursday in October, second Thursday.
Okay, and it's going to be at?
Tierra Oaks Golf Course.
Tierra Oaks, good place.
Mm-hmm.
I like that place. They're under new management, too, aren't they?
They are. They just sold. So, and I think they're involved with Great Branch as well.
Yeah. We went out there for a dinner one night. They were having some kind of – they have dinner and music out there on Friday nights, I believe. Okay. At least it was when I was a few weeks ago. Okay, so how do people sign up for this?
Well, you could we do have a Facebook page that you could go on, Reading Community Builders. You could also Reading Community Builders at Gmail, or you could just send me an email personally at eric.dues1@gmail.com.
And that's D-U-E-S, by the way, just the way it sounds.
Yes.
Okay. And how many seats you got left?
So in terms of teams, we're taking as many as we can. So we have plenty there. We still are looking for some sponsors. Our title sponsor is full. Few gold sponsors left, and then as many corporate holes as we can get.
Okay. So people can then be a corporate sponsor, and how much does that cost?
So a corporate sponsor, that's corporate hole and team package, that's $750.
And a team package. So for $750, you get your...
Yes, you could have your business on a hole, and you have a team as well, a team of four that gets to play.
And how much is it, just say, for an individual that wants to go out there?
So an individual is $100, or just a team of four, $380. So we'll give you a little.
Yeah. You know, a lot of places, you bring a team of four, and it's $400.
Mm-hmm.
So... You don't give me like 10%.
We're trying to get the incentives lined up.
I think it's a great idea. Okay. So because they're all put their money in together, saves them a buck, and that includes your.
So that's golf. That's breakfast. There's a lunch involved. There will be drinks out there for purchase. Goodie bags, tickets.
You mean the cart girls?
The cart girls, indeed.
They're going to be out there. So it includes breakfast, so you can eat something there in the before you leave.
So it's like a burrito, right?
Yeah.
So it's not
I understand,
breakfast.
But at least it gets you started.
Absolutely.
So you'll have something in your stomach when the cart goes by.
Absolutely.
The drink cart goes by. Okay. Shotgun start, so I imagine.
Yes.
A lot of people. And then you have lunch afterwards.
Absolutely.
Okay. Is there going to be like an auction or anything, or like raffle items or stuff like that?
So during registration, you have the opportunity to buy tickets. There's going to be a bunch of raffle items, so you can put your tickets in whichever bag you choose. During the tournament, those are going to be chosen.
Oh, okay.
And then during lunch, raffle prizes will be given out.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
To do it during.
Absolutely.
During, because how many times have been – people are coming – I mean, they're straggling in from all over, and, they're trying to catch up on lunch, and then they do the raffle. And then
it keeps the flow going.
Oh, my gosh, and then you're there for another hour.
Absolutely.
I know. So, yeah. So you get breakfast. You get your team on there. You get raffle tickets that – they probably give you one raffle or not.
So well, the tickets are for purchase. The tickets are for purchase.
So you buy your raffles and you come in, have lunch, and during lunch they give you the prizes you want.
Yeah. And then on the course there's going to be a long drive contest. SJ Denham, they gave us a vehicle. So if you're feeling lucky, hey, hole in one perhaps. And then there's also, we have through Charity Golf International, Beat the Pro. Last year we had a long drive champion, female long drive champion from 2014. So anyone could line up against her and see if they could outdrive her. And she was, and it's all for, again, it's all for charity. So it's,
now,
it's really fun.
Is that on a certain hole? Or is that on, like, on the driving range or something?
It was on a hole. We did it on a par five.
So she was there?
So she had a tent set up.
Yeah.
And you could, if you wanted to drive against her, then you would play.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think anyone beat her. I don't think anyone beat her.
Well, I tell you
But
what.
Everyone wants to line up against her, though.
Oh, yeah. You know, just for that one shot.
It's like, we're going to get her this time.
Yeah. And the hole in one where you can win a car, it was years before I found out that they buy insurance.
Yes.
the company buys insurance. I don't know how many times they pay off, but people win this, but they buy insurance on it. But that insurance means you get that car that's out there.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
I would think the PGA events, they probably give out those cars a little more.
Maybe just a few times more. You know, my dad had two holes in one in his life, like, considering how many times he played golf.
I'd say that's impressive.
But still. Okay. And we're here with Eric Dews. He works for
Edward Jones.
He's a local guy. And he and his wife. What's your wife's name?
My wife's name is Nikki Dews.
Nikki?
Dews. Yes.
Well, Nikki. And they started something called the Reading Community Builders. And the whole purpose behind this is to find different organizations that they can raise money for, nonprofits, that give something to our community. In this case, it's the Regional Cancer Center. The last time they had one of these, they were able to raise $15,000.
Correct.
That went to an organization. And then they're having this other one. It's going to be October 12th. You can look for it on Facebook under
Reading Community Builders. Yes.
Okay, you can sign up. Prizes, breakfast, lunch. It sounds like a good thing, and is it? Let me ask this question: Is this a tax write off at all?
Yes. So the donations to Reading Community Builders are tax deductible.
Okay.
Talk to your tax professional, but it is.
Yeah. I think there's a percentage of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not the alcohol, Curtis. When you're out there drinking.
Unfortunately,
just a friend of mine. He plays golf all the time. Okay. Any last thoughts here?
We really appreciate the support. So if any of your listeners are, again, looking to support us, they could email us at readingcommunitybuilders@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, and good luck with this. Can you leave me one of those?
Yeah, absolutely. No problem.
I put in also things that are happening in our community. Like, today is the 9th of August, and it's also out at Reading School of the Arts is when they're having one of their general plan sessions for the future of Reading and the general plan. So we try to get those out there, and we can make announcements about this, too. Okay?
Awesome. Hey, appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and about 7:37 in the morning, it's 62 degrees out there today on the 9th of August. Hey, tonight at Reading School of the Arts, starting at 5:15, the general plan is going to be presented. It features a 30-minute interactive presentation, and then everybody gets to ask questions about it. This is a plan that addresses the waterfront, or excuse me, the riverfront, rodeo, and what Reading's going to look like for the next 20 to 25 years. So think about that. It's going to talk, takes it way out from to 20 and 2040s. What do we want to talk about? What do we want it to look like? Now, some people may not be there at the end of it, but at the end of the update and all that. But it has an impact on all of us, my friends. And if you don't get down there and tell them what you're thinking, then whatever decisions they make. And even though this is a long process, and there'll be many more of these, but there's only four of them. The first one was July 12th, the second one July 18th, and then this one August 9th, and the next one August 23rd. So here's a chance to shape the way Reading's going to look in the future. So, that's tonight at the Reading School of the Arts, 5:15 to 6:30 p.m. Okay. Yesterday, I was telling you about the two employees at the 7-Eleven that trashed that guy that had robbed him several times, and so what happened was one of them grabbed him and they fell on the floor, and the other guy runs out with a broomstick and just beats him on not his head, but on his legs. And just smacked him about 25 times. If you have not seen the video, go look it up. And you heard the guy saying, you can't do anything. You know, not the guy that they did, but the fellow that was videoing it says, oh, he's just stealing things. You know you can't do anything. You know you can't do anything because the guy came. He took one of those big roller trash cans with the, you know, with the plastic linings in it, the trash bag linings. He was just taking all their cigarettes, all their tobacco, food, everything, and he was screaming at them, threatening to kill them and all this. And this wasn't the first time. You can't do anything about it. And then they did. And he goes, yeah! And then the guy's cheering them on. And then you ask a real good question. This is across the street from a police station. How come they don't do anything? And there lies the problem, my friends. And then they were investigating this. So people thought they were investigating the guys that of the assault, the two men. And the police said, no, we're investigating the guy that stole it, was doing all the theft. Doesn't mean that at some point that, of course, he won't sue the people that beat him for threatening to kill them, acting like he had a gun. He reached back, and you can see it on the video. He reached back in his back pocket. He had something there. Wasn't a gun, but he was, you know, they couldn't tell that. Threatening to kill him. And so he can. He can go and sue the company and say, they beat me. Just because I was stealing stuff and had been stealing stuff from him. Why, you know, if I was 7-Eleven because they got the money, fight it. Take it to court. Take it to court and let the people decide if enough is enough, because that's where we're at. We're losing millions and millions of dollars by people who just don't care. They come in with a shopping cart, fill it up, and just walk out, load it in their car, and come back in again. Think about this. Or they go to the high-end stores, and they mob the stores and break the windows, and they steal stuff. Or they make your business just uninhabitable because they put a tent camp next to it, and the authorities do nothing. At what point do people start to fight back? At what point do people say that's enough? I'm not calling for deadly force here. No. But when do they start being able to fight back? When do the police, and thank God we don't have that level of problems here in Redding, but we have those problems. You heard Chief Schuler say it. We've got people going in and stealing millions of dollars of stuff here in this town. Walmart, several years ago, before the before the change in these laws, we're losing millions at our own little Walmart right here in Redding. I don't know about the Anderson one, but the one in Redding. So can you imagine what it's like now? And you wonder why they lock up underwear. Why would anybody lock up underwear? Because it's being stolen. I've seen guys run out of Safeway down on Pine Street with two bottles of alcohol in their hands. There's, you know, the security just can't do anything. And there you are standing in line with a quart of milk thinking, my God, these guys are rolling out of here with $1,000 every time they walk in. I'm standing in line for 15 minutes for a gallon of milk. I mean, no, I wouldn't just take off with the gallon of milk. But it's still, we've reached that point where people are applauding a bad guy being whipped up on with it wasn't a baseball bat, it was a mop stick. And are people going to see that more often? And then will the DA and the police or the sheriff really, really want to prosecute this with all the trash that's going on out there? A woman's arrested in Anderson third time in the last couple of months, driving a car dangerously fast, fighting the police. Third time she's been arrested. You had the one that was the sexual assault thing. It's been in and out of jail several times, arrested again. I mean, this just keeps going on and on. When are we going to be able to open up that jail? Sheriff has got a plan that he is going to put out Tuesday at the Board of Supervisors meeting, and he'll be on our show the next day, and we're going to talk about that plan. Let's take a break here. I'd like to take a break from all the what I'd really like to take a break from is people just thinking they can just go in and steal stuff. and just deal with impudence. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, it appears, for these big scores. But when you get to a mom-and-pop store, guess what that does? That has a severe impact. You can only, you know, there may be insurance for it, but now we got the insurance companies pulling out of California, including business insurance. Oh, yeah. More on that after the break.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke and Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Get ready to hit the dance floor and experience American country music band Sawyer Brown at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, September 14th. Sing along to some of your favorite hits like Some Girls Do, The Race Is On, and Thank God for You. Tickets for this event are just $50 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend this event.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby. Remember the day
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, Christina, you're hitting it today there, kiddo. Liking your music.
Thank you.
Yeah, I see you in there dancing.
Yeah, I'm just in a good mood today.
I'm glad. We are. So am I. I'm in a good mood most of the time.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, you wake up in the morning, is what you do. And you wake up, first of all, when you wake up, that's a good sign, right? Then you think, right there while you're laying there, what am I blessed with? What am I thankful for today? And find one thing. And you start your day off like that. Then you get up, and you make your bed. Right then, you make your bed. Now, you've already accomplished, not only have you found something that you feel blessed with, now you've accomplished something right at the beginning of the day. Now, there may be days that may be the only thing we get done, but at least we started the day off like that, right?
Yeah, I agree with you, but...
Yeah. Well, if your husband's still laying there, make up your half of the bed. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. What a great group of people down there. Leonard used to own it. He owned it for, gosh, a couple of decades. And then the people that worked with him, Henry and Rebecca, he sold it to them. And so they are still going strong. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Still the same great selection of jewelry at same great prices. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding and the only watch repairman in the whole area at Four Winds Jewelry. It's I've never gotten a piece of jewelry there that Linda did not like and like a lot. And I rely on Rebecca for that. And, you know, also things I might know, but mainly Rebecca. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, locally owned, locally operated. Are you following all this money trail that people are saying is just remarkable? Showing so much money coming in from China and other places. Now, I don't know if that's legal or illegal. But the Republicans are going to say it's horrible and it shows that he's being paid off. Other people are saying that it's not. It's just like anything else. It's like Trump. What I don't understand, I guess I don't understand, in some ways, is every time Trump gets indicted again, his popularity goes up. And these polls that people have, the majority of the people in the United States believe that these indictments are political, that he didn't do enough for these kind of indictments, or he was the president and there was questions on it. And then they see where other people were not punished for doing very similar things. People are losing their faith in the justice system. And that, you know, there are certain things you just got to kind of have a bedrock in. One of them is the justice system. I've been a recipient of things that were unfair in the justice system, but then I went to court and they were set right. I didn't sue, and as you know, I was sued, but it was set right in court. But when people lose their faith in our justice system, and that leaves the door wide open for other things. It's like COVID. COVID was so mismanaged, had such long lasting effects on us that we won't even know for years some of it. But short term, school grades, suicides, drug use, and all of this, what happens if something really serious hits again? Are you going to trust the government to tell you what the right thing is? Are you going to say the Spanish flu hits, which killed many people quickly? Are you going to trust that? Are you going to trust what the government says? And that's the unfortunate thing about it. The other thing is the FBI. People don't trust the FBI because what happened with the Russiagate papers. And they've had a couple of directors since then, and they still don't trust what's going on. You know, the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Even the FBI was fighting among themselves about this. So then people are losing faith in that institution, and people are losing faith in the military. The polls show that people who, you know, trust the military has dropped in the last 4 years, and it's dropped dramatically. It's still up there at the 60%, which is way higher than Congress by far. And, of course, the media is below, you know, do you trust cockroaches more than you trust the media? And the answer is yes. But now we're starting to take those institutions that people believe are being changed and taken away from what they were there. The FBI agents I know are all just upright, sterling people. But it's the leadership that gets all the press. And trust me, the FBI agents I know, they're just disgusted by it, the things that are going on. But that doesn't, you know, they still do their job. And then they start, you know, but then they start looking at retirement, as many police have in many of the big cities, because people have turned on the police in these large cities. Turned on the police, defund the police. Oh, the police are all bad. And so what do those people do? The police will do their minimum time and get out, or they'll just switch to another police department, which is then now why Portland is losing billions of dollars a year from businesses pulling out. Look what's happened in San Francisco and Oakland. One of the community activists in Oakland just the other day said it's the land of milk and fentanyl. And speaking of fentanyl, you remember the case where the 13-year-old, we've had his mother on the show a couple of times, the 13-year-old got online and bought he thought it was a perk or something for pain, and it was pure fentanyl. The guy pled guilty to this, and because Stephanie Bridget charged him with murder, and I'm sure that was dropped to whatever. But still, he's going to go away. They're going to sentence him in September. And he can go away for 12, 14 years for selling fentanyl because he knew it was fentanyl. You might as well have just shot the kid, then give him that fentanyl pill. However, there still good things going on. Today, Eric Deuce comes in here to raise money for the Regional Cancer Center. The Mosley family sellers, who have this event going called Corks for a Cause. Not only can you just have really great wine, but 50% of the sales coming in to the Corks for a Cause goes to local organizations, Haven Humane and more. From August 4th to August 20th. So you can either shop online at mosleyfamilysellers.com. Money will be going to the arts, the Turtle Bay, Haven of Hope, United Way, these. And or you can just go on down there at 1448 Pine Street. And go in and taste it and find some great wine there. And then know that 50% of what you pay goes to a good cause. After the news, we've got usually Jake Mangus come in, but we've got a stand-in for him because he's at some Chamber of Commerce meeting down in Sacramento. But we also have the EDC coming in with a lot of news that they've got about business and the good things that are happening around town with the state of business and investment in Redding and Shasta County. And I guess that's, you know, you try to come up with the, you know, the good things. They've got a magazine article or online article about Redding, and Todd's going to talk about this, about Redding being such a great place to come to. And it gives 10 reasons. And it's just when you read it, then you kind of start remembering, yeah, Redding is a great place. Redding in Shasta County is a great place to live. So we can't just lose sight of it over all these other things that are happening that really we don't have that much to say about. But we do have a lot to say about what happens in our community. We'll be right back.
I'm Rich Thomason. Almost 2 weeks after their abduction in Haiti, a Christian aid group says a nurse and her daughter have been set free. New Hampshire native Alex Dorsonville and her young daughter were kidnapped in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. Former President Trump insisting he will continue speaking out on the charges brought against him by his political foes. There's a court hearing Friday on special counsel Jack Smith's attempt to silence Mr. Trump. He is leading in the polls. The former president says it's his surging poll numbers that have Democrats running scared.
People want us back. They remember what we had. We built the economy twice. We built the greatest economy in the world. And then we did it a second time after COVID. But these incredible numbers are the primary reason that crooked Joe Biden has weaponized law enforcement.
Mr. Trump had a rally last evening in New Hampshire. An electric vehicle manufacturer repeatedly applauded by President Biden as the wave of the future and a great success story has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
The Burlingame, California company is a big supplier of buses to transit systems across the nation. A statement on Proterra's website says it intends to maintain normal operations and will file motions with the court to use existing capital to keep funding operations, including paying employees, vendors, and suppliers. The company added it's taking action to separate its business units to maximize their independent potential. Proterra sells heavy truck, van, bus, and off-highway equipment in the U.S., European, and Asia-Pacific markets. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A pro-abortion initiative in Ohio faces an easier road to approval in November now that a bid to make it tougher to amend the state's constitution has failed. Issue 1 voted down in yesterday's referendum in Ohio. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 35 points, the Nasdaq off 136. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know, but did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
Scientists are wondering if El Niño has an accomplice in fueling this summer's record-breaking heat.
The European Climate Agency Copernicus says the bump in heat is so recent and so big, especially in the oceans, that scientists are split on whether something else could be at work. Researchers say by far the biggest cause of the recent extreme heat is human-caused climate change, with a smaller contribution from a natural El Niño. But some scientists are searching for an additional factor. One surprising possible source of added warmth could be cleaner air resulting from new shipping rules. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities in France say at least 9 people died in a fire that broke out early today in a home for people with disabilities in eastern France. 17 other people were evacuated from the house. Authorities say at this point 2 people are still missing. News and analysis, townhall.com. In a money-saving bid, the financially strapped post office is scaling back airmail services.
The U.S. Postal Service has reduced its volume of shipments by aircraft by 90% over 2 years, putting the service on course to save $1 billion in annual transportation costs. Shifting packages and mail from air shipment to ground transportation was part of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy's larger plan to improve the Postal Service's financial health. He told the Board of Governors on Tuesday that more than 95% of first-class mail and 95% of first-class packages are moved through the Postal Service's ground transportation system. Keith Peters reporting.
Raging wildfires in Hawaii have burned multiple structures, forcing evacuations, causing power outages. Firefighters are struggling to reach some areas that have been cut off by downed trees and power lines. Maui, especially hard hit, but there are fires on the Big Island as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bott. Linda's on assignment today. She's got a big birthday party for one of her friends at the house, so it takes more than paper plates, which is what she's always accused me of. She says, have you ever given a dinner before in your life, before we met? And I went, yeah. She said, do you use paper plates and plastic? I said, not all the time. I mean, no. So it's like she gets out china and 26 glasses per person. I mean, girls, ladies, women. But I have to admit, they sure look nice. Okay, hey, welcome back to the show. 8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm, and it's National
Lazy Day.
Lazy Day.
Good morning.
Good morning. Today, the 9th of August. Hey, tonight at the Reading School of the Arts, they're having their another fact-finding presentation for the general plan for the city of Reading that's going to set the precedent over the next 20, 30 years. So if you get there, it starts at 5:15, and you can. They're going to have a presentation first, and then people can make comments on it. Of course, rodeo grounds is a big thing about it. And what are we going to do with the river? What are we going to do with the Civic and all this? This is all being discussed tonight. And the weather is going to be 99 today, and with a low of into the 70s. The rest of the week's going to be like that until we hit the weekend. Then it's going to hit triple digits, 104. Saturday about 101, 104 on Sunday, and then in the hundreds next week, Monday and Tuesday. Weather reports always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned, locally operated business out of Anderson. You know, all the propane comes out of these two tanks. Down there someplace south of Sacramento. So it comes down to is customer service, and they have just outstanding customer service. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have other plans that would appeal to everybody. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I am here today with – it's usually Jake Mangus – in the Chamber of Commerce. Well, Jake's at a,
Chamber conference.
Chamber conference.
He's an
yes,
industry
you can call
leader.
It that, an industry leader
yeah,
in
right.
the Chamber of Commerce. That's right. But I didn't know he wasn't going to be here till a couple of days ago. And I saw Todd Jones at
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Okay.
That was funny.
Let's talk about that in
okay.
a second. And I said, hey, why don't you come on? Because I just saw an article that. How interesting was that? And I had a couple questions about it. And then also Aaron Ross, who used to work at the Chamber, but now works over with K2 and that wild and crazy bunch over there.
That's right. Good morning.
Right. Good
you
morning.
Know, I'm actually thrilled to be here with my friend Todd Jones. We haven't seen each other in a little while, so.
Oh,
we used to see each
lovely.
Other like probably every week, so, yeah, this is good.
Well, you know, you've gone up and playing in the big leagues now.
I've been busy.
You've been busy. So what do you think of Seinfeld?
I thought Seinfeld was great. I've seen probably three stand-up comedians in Reading in the last couple of years, and I don't really watch stand-up a lot, probably outside of like a live show, but I love The Civic and I love Seinfeld. I love the, you know, sitcom from back in the day, and I thought he did a great job. Tight scripted and did well, and
he does more physical comedy. And yeah. I don't mean pratfalls.
I mean, he's like,
but he's involved.
Very, oh yeah,
that part where he
a lot
was
of emotion.
He was on the jet ski. And he captured it perfectly. We're just sitting there and just kind of, you know, in the water there. He says, what happens if all the jet skis go away? What impact will that have on the world? Right. And he's right. None.
Yeah.
And then his horseback riding experiences where the horse says,
that was funny.
You're kicking me. I know where I'm going. You're kicking me. And all I want to do is pee. Okay. Something bothered me, though. You know, I know that there's hecklers. But you don't kind of, you know, I can expect that like in a club. But in a large venue like that, think, you know, you can't, I mean, maybe they love it. But it just breaks the rhythm.
Yeah. I don't think Seinfeld loves it. I think there's a bit. I haven't seen it, but I don't think he likes
I don't think
hecklers.
He does either.
I think he handled it pretty well.
Oh, he did. Absolutely. Said he trained in Chicago, New York, and L.A. to be ready for Redding. But then, if you notice, the show ended after that second.
True.
Maybe it was
It was still like an hour-ish show. I think that was probably pretty long.
It was. And he is world-class. And it's good to have world-class acts coming through here. Okay. Let's start with Utah.
Okay.
It's been a while since you've been on. What's going on with the EDC?
Well, do you want to touch on the article first? I have lots of different directions I can go.
Okay, let's talk about the article first, which is what, when I saw you, I talked to you about that.
Yeah, so we put out an article that was a couple weeks ago. It was picked up locally. We did an interview with KRCR, just talking about the great reasons to live in Redding, live in the area. And when I say Redding, I always mean the area. So Shasta Lake, Anderson, the whole area. So living in the area, what it's like to own a business, start a business, and talked about entrepreneurship. And that article is really meant for outside entities to see what Redding is all about. So we're working with a group called Livability, and what we're doing is we're basically writing articles. We're going to do about 5 to 10 articles this year, this fiscal year, and the goal is to talk about all the great things that are happening here and really kind of piggyback a little bit on what Visit Redding is doing with the chamber, talking about the great reasons to come here and visit and mountain bike and go kayaking and go fishing and all these things. At the EDC, we're really trying to recruit people to live here, work here, start a business, raise a family, go to school, buy a home. And so this series of articles with this group called Livability, you know, our goal is to really get those placed in national publications. So places like Forbes, Entrepreneur, Inc., these places that are constantly putting out content online, like, you know, several articles an hour, it seems. We want to get that stuff out there. So when people are searching and Googling Redding, they're not just getting all the, you know, crazy stuff that's happening right now. We're kind of beating some of that SEO. It's really an SEO goal target. Yeah. That's why we're doing this. You want that one to hit first.
Yeah.
And so we try to put in that content, and they're very good at SEO, and they have relationships with different publishers, much like Visit Redding does with, you know, getting stuff into travel magazines and travel blogs. We're kind of trying to do the same thing with business and, all the great reasons to live in Shasta County.
And there are a lot of great reasons, and sometimes we forget that because of stuff that happens over the last 4 or 5 years, that some things have been contentious, of course. Even when we had our, I know it sounds terrible, but the George Floyd protest here in our town with they were down there on Court Street. One side was the, black like me. The other side was citizens, militia, and all this. And the one thing I like to point out is there was no violence there. And it ended with them arm in arm singing, you know, God Bless America or something that night. And then the following Sunday at the park, no police presence, 1,000 people there, no problems. And people, you know, when you read about, quote, Shasta County, you think that there's fires in the street and people are shooting each other. But here was and if the rest of the country had been as good as we'd been, as patient with each other as we were, there wouldn't have been riots.
No.
But
yeah. And we live in one of the greatest communities in the country. I love Shasta County. And although we all in this room and a lot of people that listen to your show, you keep people well informed and people know about kind of all the drama that's happening. There's a lot happening in Shasta County with government and politics and all these different things. But honestly, probably 90% of people in Shasta County, they're not paying attention to that stuff. And certainly people outside of the community, you know, you might have that occasional SF Gate article or LA Times article, but, you know, that stuff gets buried so quickly. It does still pop up in search results, unfortunately,
yeah,
when we're trying to tell people to move here and live here. But at the end of the day, when I'm talking to businesses all over the country on a, you know, pretty much daily basis, I've never had them ask me about what's happening with the Board of Supervisors. It's never come up once. They have no idea.
And you know,
and most people that I know here don't know either.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're not, somebody knocks on your door, would you sign this petition? For what?
They don't even know who these people are. It's I don't want to get too deep into this topic.
Yeah,
but
that's not and that's not exactly right. I mean, people should know, because you do have the biggest influence you have in a community is on your local elections. But you're right. A lot of people, it's Americans are like, I want a job. I want a place that's livable. I want the government to stay off my back.
Yeah, when I work with companies that are trying to get permits through and build a facility here in Shasta County, if we can help them and get their job done and their permit completed, you know, that's the one place that businesses interact with our local government. It's not all this other stuff, quality of life issues, which are very important.
Yeah.
But if you're a business, you know, what can the city of Reading or the Shasta County do for you? And fundamentally, besides public safety and infrastructure, that's a very fundamental one.
Sure.
It's getting a permit, because you're not interacting with the county or the city unless you're doing that thing directly.
Yeah.
And actually going in and getting something done and getting your plans checked and going through the facility.
You want the permitting process to be as simple and streamlined as possible. You don't want to have to keep going back and nickel dimed.
Yeah. And if you can get that process done and the local government helps you and you get that process done smoothly, most of the time, the people that I'm working with, that's really the only thing they care about.
Yeah. Okay. I'm here with Todd Jones and Aaron Doss. Ross. Just changed her name because she got married. We'll talk about that. I'm talking about businesses. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. They had a facility here in Reading, but they were so successful that they had to expand. So they went down to Anderson and built their new facility down there. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, backhoes, small to large. They have it all at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. And they're good people. They raise money for Toys for Tots. They support a lot of good causes for our nonprofits there at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back.
Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
My name is Bill Evanhoe. I have been a business owner and registered Republican in Shasta County for 53 years. Kevin Cry does not reflect the kind of leadership our community deserves. His bad leadership and votes have been costly and reckless for the citizens of Shasta County. We can't afford the millions of our property tax dollars to replace a perfectly good voting system. Hand counting lends to more errors and more opportunity for fraud. I support the recall.
Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It's the 9th of August, 8:21 in the morning, 70 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has just gotten some new awards when it comes to heart attack care and pain and cardiac work that they're doing there, national awards, the TAVR valve replacement, one of the top 10 or one in the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. Plus, they just started that residency program where they brought 13 new doctors to our area, and that is an ongoing one. So next year, 8 or 10, year after that, 8 or 10. And the purpose behind that, of course, is they do the residency here, but we hope that they really like it here. And that's one of the things we're talking about with Todd and Aaron today, is we can get people here and they can see it and see what it's like and talk to some of the people around here. It's a good place to live. And that's hoping we can keep up more doctors right here in Shasta County. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And like I said, I'm with Aaron Ross and Todd Jones. And Aaron, you work over at K2 with that group.
That's right. As of June of this year.
Okay. Well, and you used to work at the Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. So then you moved. What do you do over there at K2?
So my official title is Communications and Asset Ambassador. So the company has grown just exponentially over the past five or so years. But that's just really been kind of the steep uphill trajectory. They've been in existence a lot longer than that.
Of course.
With the dad, Randy.
I don't know if I should – I don't know if this is an answer you can give, but what – launched them. I mean, they were a solid company doing great things. We all know that. Mm-hmm. But then they launched this downtown extravaganza. Mm-hmm. And was there something behind that? Maybe I should ask them that. But
that would be a great question for them, but I can speak to it a little bit.
Sure.
In that what I've seen within the company since I've been there is that they move quickly.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They work hard and they don't, hesitate to go after some of the funding sources that are available. So the tax credits that have come from the state are a big piece of how they are able to do some of these mixed-use and multifamily projects that wouldn't necessarily pencil out for a developer any other way. So that process is a highly competitive process. So you've got, you know, multiple regions and counties going after those tax credits from the state, and you just have to move quickly, and you have to know your stuff, and you have to really compete for those.
And here's the beauty of having a company with a father and two sons. They can make those decisions. It doesn't have to run up the corporate ladder, be, you know, massaged and change, you know, the written stuff from small dog to puppy. They can react on it, and that's the best thing about small business. We can react right then.
So true. With a small team, fairly small team, we've got 10 in our office.
Yeah.
So the development in the city of Shasta Lake is a good example of that.
That was quick.
It's been kind of in the works for actually a couple years. I think three years.
Well, a couple years of something this huge.
It's true.
Is pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. So there were 12 projects that are 12 different entities that were competing for that particular pot of state tax credits.
Yeah.
And only three were awarded. So K2 was one of those.
Well, K2's got a good reputation. That's one of the reasons that they produce and they come in. And they make it happen.
They're going to do
instead
what they
of dragging
they're
it out for 100 years.
And not only do it, but do it well, and do it of high quality and high standards. So they've kind of proven themselves over the last really since Market Center was kind of one of the first big multi-use projects that that they were able to win, with the help of other organizations locally, and they came through and delivered to the community, and so that's just continued since then.
They're in high demand all throughout the North State. I work with a lot of other economic developers in pretty much all the counties north of Sacramento, and everybody's like, can you introduce me to K2? We'd like them to do a project in our town, and they're in high demand.
Well,
they're
several,
a great reputation.
I think they've got Paradise, am I thinking?
Orville,
something like that. They produce and they do it, they bring it in, and they're always, and we can't forget that these are local boys. These are Happy Valley boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, Happy Valley. Right.
Very,
right.
Very
Happy Valley
proud.
and they want to stay here. Yeah, they were involved with this first iteration of the riverfront. And, you could hear everything that was said. And I always remember what Daniel said was, I'm from here. This is kind of my legacy, so I can stay here, and my kids can stay here, and their kids can stay here, is that, we have the type of town that can bring, when they go off to college, or they can even stay here. Our university is really pumped up here. They could stay here, come back, and get a job.
So true.
Who doesn't want that?
I want that.
Yeah.
Don't you want your boys to
stick
around and not move far away out of state?
And then be able to graduate and then get a job right here, a well-paying job.
Yeah. So these amenities that we are working on to bring to the community, K2 is strategic, and they are all about enhancing the community. So people have their opinions about some of the income qualified housing that we've done, but this is housing that is very much needed in our community. And I've had the opportunity to actually see with my own eyes who's living downtown now. And there's a lot of misconceptions, and it comes with a certain set of issues that we have to deal with from time to time.
These are
young families. These are single moms.
Working families.
Absolutely.
That they're not making it. We all know what a problem we have with our housing in California. It's just astronomical, and it's getting worse.
Yeah.
But we're seeing people trying to make a difference, and this is what K2 has done.
It's true.
So people can find a nice place to live where they don't maybe need a car to drive around that much because they work downtown, so they can live downtown.
There's a reason why these projects fill up overnight. It's astounding how quickly, and it just speaks to how much we need this type of housing in our community.
Well, one of our people applied for it and was going to, I mean, he was right there at the beginning. And but all of a sudden he started making more money, you know, because there's a threshold there. And I said I was more than happy to cut his pay. Mm-hmm. And so he could live that close here, so I could call him in the middle of the night and say, hey, the station's making a scratchy sound. Go down and look at it. But but it was for people like that who are working, maybe have two jobs.
Professionals, yeah.
But they live in a nice place, and they can call it a home. Mm-hmm. It's so important.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have some market rate housing online right now, too, that will be right here in the downtown core. There's a very exciting project that we're going to be announcing probably within the next month or two.
Okay.
But
just for a second, because we've got to take a break.
Okay.
Then I'll ask you during the break and try to trick you into telling me what it is. So, okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, is where I've had my haircut for 15, 16 years. Never had a bad haircut there. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's not a styling salon, so it's a barbershop. They work by appointment, so I give them a call at 530-244-9478, and I work at a time that works for me. I walk in, get my hair cut. Sometimes I hang out there and read the golf magazines and travel magazines, just to kind of hide if I need a few minutes off. But it's a great place. Like I said, I've never had a bad haircut there, and it's Man's Last Stronghold. Just remember that. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You're kind of your newspaper of the year here. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash, one of my favorite places also. I don't hang out there, okay? But I do go in, and when my truck goes through, it comes out looking sparkling clean. There's a pleasant person on the end when we pop out of there that wipes my truck off with a fluffy towel. And smiling and happy. This is just a great place to go to. Locally owned, locally operated. In fact, they have been there on that corner. The family has for close to 100 years. They have been a member of the Chamber of Commerce for something like 93 years.
That's right.
Isn't that
impressive.
Right?
I think they are actually our oldest standing member. Yeah. I say our still, even though I'm not with the Chamber anymore, but near and dear
You're
to my heart.
You're still part of the
always.
Chamber family.
That's right.
Just good people down there, locally owned, locally operated on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean. Okay, I'm here with Aaron Ross and Todd Jones. Aaron works with K2. We've been talking about K2 and some of the things going on. And Todd, of course, is EDC. Todd, what are we looking at here? I know that the hydrogen plant, they looked at that, this new hydrogen plant, looked for a little bit up here and then went down to, I think, Red Bluff.
Correct.
But we've got a concrete plant. Mm-hmm. And is that going to be in Shasta County?
Yeah, so there's two projects I'm most excited about that are underway right now, and I'm working with both companies. The first one is Forterra. So I think Mike Mangus did a story with them a couple days ago, just probably Monday. And Forterra is up in Mountain Gate, so they're attached to the Cal Portland Cement plant. A lot of people still probably know it as Lehigh Hanson or Calaveras. It's now owned by a company called Cal Portland, which is a huge multinational, multi-billion dollar Big company. And so they're partnering with them. And
kind of like we are right here.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So you're syndicated, right? All over the one of these
everywhere.
Days.
We're syndicated all you're over the area.
So Forterra is really exciting. And I put this out in my newsletter last week as well. They basically capture the CO2 from the kiln, from the stack. So they make cement, which is the key binder for concrete up there. They make about 600,000 tons per year at Cal Portland. So Forterra, first of its kind in the world, they take the CO2 from the kiln, from the emissions, and then they're going to mix. They have a term for this. They basically put it back into the limestone that comes from that quarry, and then they make a cement. It's basically exactly identical to cement, and it reduces the emissions of the plant, which is really important because they have targets that the state has put on them by 2045. I think that's the year. And what I always tell people locally, especially local people, elected officials, everybody, is you might not always agree with all these climate goals and climate initiatives, but these guys are creating jobs. They're non-subsidized. It's completely venture capital backed. And they're adding yield to this cement factory. So whether or not, wherever you're at on that issue, there is a lot of opportunities for us here in the North State, specifically in Shasta County, to get these green jobs, renewable energy, hydrogen like the ranchery is doing in Red Bluff. There's a lot of programs and funding out there to support these types of things. And it's one of the industries that we can be super competitive in because they need to be in California, and we're a better place for them to do business. So I have to say that every time just because I don't want people to get caught up in the semantics of
No, I never even thought that. You know, yes, okay, if it captures the greenhouse gases,
it'll reduce emissions by about 66%.
Yeah, I mean, if it does it, that's good. Yeah. I mean, but it's also jobs.
Yeah, it's jobs. It's a big facility. It's multiple tens of millions of dollars. This is a pilot plant, and the goal is that they're actually going to build a full-scale production plant in the next 3 to 4 years as well here based on that. And they need to be, again, attached to that cement factory, that limestone quarry, because they mineralize. That's what it is. They remineralize CO2 coming out of the stack. So that's one project. We can dive into that. The other one I want to touch on really quick is Hat Creek Bioenergy Facility, which is just outside of Burney on Hat Creek Construction's property. They're also under construction right now. They are utilizing about 30 to 35,000 bone dry tons of woody biomass, so non-merchantable wood, so treetops, slash, all kinds of stuff that otherwise, you know, would either just end up on the forest floor or burn up in a forest fire.
Mainly that's it. They're ladder fuels.
Ladder fuels.
You know.
It's low-value stuff. And so these
are
guys.
Or trees that have been there, been burnt for 8 years, and they're still standing there. Okay.
So they're going to create 5 megawatts total of energy, and they're going to sell that back to PG&E. And so it's a really cool project. It's a little different than sustainable resource management, which formerly called Wheelabrator. Yeah. Those guys are a cogen, so they're burning it, incinerating it. These guys actually gasify the wood. They've done this down in Williams, utilizing mostly ag waste, and then they burn that gas to create energy. And so they create energy, and they're solving a major forest health issue.
This is also a renewable asset.
It is.
So we can count that.
And that's about a $30 million project, which, again, in a place like Burney, that's a big deal. And there's another one that's going to be coming to Planning Commission in a couple of weeks to do a similar facility for another 5 megawatt facility in Burney, and that'll go to Planning Commission in about 2 weeks from tomorrow.
I talked to somebody and called me up and had a pleasant chat with him. He's retiring. He's moving to Burney. And I thought about that. Moving from Reading to Burney. That's interesting.
It's a little cooler. I love it up there.
Maybe they have friends up there or something. I mean, Burney's a cute town.
I grew up in Weaverville, and my in-laws live in Round Mountain now. So, like, the 299 corridor. I went to Humboldt. So the whole Highway 299 corridor is, like, my home. And I think Burney and the Intermountain area is one of the coolest places in the world.
I have I'm going to get into this about, you know, the Round Mountain area and all this and all the stuff that's happening in the state coming down with their very heavy foot on this because you have nothing to do with that. So, but let's talk about energy. Has anybody come out here about solar? Do we have a big enough area to put a solar farm in?
Yeah, it's interesting. I've talked to a few folks about it, and really it's kind of a lot like what the Redding Rancheria and H2EG is doing, where I don't foresee, based on talking to some major solar people and talking to REU, like a major utility scale solar farm, like a 100 megawatt solar farm. That's not going to happen up here. I'm not exactly quite sure why that wouldn't work, because we're the second sunniest city in the country. We're the sunniest city in California. You know, if you're down like Death Valley, I think there's other reasons why it makes a lot more sense down in that area and Palm Springs and outside of there.
But you got to build all the connector.
But utilizing solar to make hydrogen is the green hydrogen way. That's the most kind of popular way right now to make hydrogen. So making hydrogen fuel right now is very energy intensive.
Well, let's talk about hydrogen fuel. We had them on. We had Redding Rancheria on. They got a great an encapsulation of the industry and all this. They, of course, they're going to have they'd love to see on I-5, they put
Hydrogen Highway,
have facilities there for hydrogen trucks. However, they're not making hydrogen trucks right now.
There are people making hydrogen trucks.
Okay. And but in large quantities?
Not large quantities. Yeah. We will have a hydrogen fueling station in Redding within the next 5 years. I'll be somewhat conservative. I think it'll be a lot less than that. And right now, when I talk to hydrogen companies, it's a chicken under the egg thing. They say, hey, if you have an entity that's going to be buying hydrogen vehicles, and the public entities have a mandate sooner than the private industry to buy hydrogen vehicles, so like buses, think RABA, Shasta Regional Transportation Agency, they have to buy hydrogen sooner than private industry. Their mandate's much, much sooner.
Get away from electrical?
And get away from internal combustion.
Internal
diesel, gas.
Right. That's right.
And really, I think the big difference, people don't really think about this. Hydrogen is going to be the answer for heavy duty trucking. I think Teslas and things like that, that's fine. It works. The electric infrastructure for passenger vehicles, I think is fine. It's a good use case. Where you're going to have a big problem is going to be heavy-duty trucking. Yeah. So I was down at the Hydrogen Leadership Summit with California about 3 weeks ago down in Sacramento, and I saw it was a Nikola. Nikola had a hydrogen semi there, yeah. And there was a couple BMW SUVs, but they are making them. I think Cummins is getting into it, Navistar, some other big companies.
The big thing on this is you can refuel a hydrogen truck in about 10 minutes as opposed to hours. And, of course, technology will – but and your end result of that is water, that or water vapor. And you're not tearing the earth up to get all these minerals and materials and rare earth that other countries control and could put a stop on and then cripple your industry when you have something like hydrogen.
Yeah. And the big thing, kind of going back to energy totally, historically it's very energy intensive to create hydrogen. The kind of typical way is called steam methane reforming, where they're splitting natural gas.
Yeah.
What a lot of people are moving into now, which I think we're going to be competitive in up here in the North State, is green hydrogen through electrolyzers. So you're actually using solar energy to split water, and it's much less water intensive.
I think
intensive.
They're using biomass.
They're going to use woody biomass.
This is Redding Rancherias where they can take that.
And they'll be among the first, and people have done it in a lab, they'll be among the first to actually execute this, and I'm really excited for
them.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see what happens. They're going to be coming back as they get closer. We'd love to see that. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses in stock. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Tomorrow, Simpson University is going to join us. We've got a couple other things that are happening, too. But the athletic director from Simpson is going to join us. You know, football season starting, basketball season starting. Simpson University's enrollment, in case you didn't know this, is up 10%.
Think about that.
Simpson Rising. That's what they say,
right? Simpson Rising. That's it. And a lot of great things going on over there at Simpson University. My guest today, Todd Jones, who's the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation, Shasta County. I guess it's Shasta County.
Yeah.
And, of course, Erin Ross, who works with K2. But she was over at the Chamber of Commerce for several years and now is working over there in K2 with that group. It's a small group. And as you said, around 10 people.
We have about 10 in the office. And there's, you know, more to our team, but that's kind of right in the office and the day-to-day.
Okay. Yeah, but you think about all the things.
11.
You think about all the things you got going. And I know Randy doesn't do anything in there.
Randy is
just
enjoying
kidding, Randy.
Life. He is
just,
enjoying
just
his
kidding,
life.
Randy. Okay. All right. You've got another development going down here on the corner of Shasta and Market Street.
That's right.
Right next to Enjoy the Store.
That's right.
So that's another project you have going. Can you give us just little hints about
that? I'll give some hints. Yeah, that. So we will be making an announcement around that, a public announcement, probably, like I said before, within the next month or two. But that is going to be for market rate apartment. So
okay.
I believe by level, I'm no expert because I haven't really looked at the plans and learned them. But attached to that, or kind of right next to that, is going to be a really unique restaurant bar experience.
Okay.
That there's going to be some shipping container construction.
Oh.
With that. So
of course, tastefully done, not ones we just steal off the train coming by.
Absolutely, yeah, very okay. Tastefully done, as everything that the company does. But one spot that kind of, it just to give a visual, it's only one level, so it's not the best comparison, but there's a place called the Eddy in Reno
mm-hmm.
that has some shipping container construction.
Okay.
And so think, you know, it's two floors. The restaurant will be two floors, right around, I believe, more than 3,000 square feet between the first floor and the second floor. So it'll be a neat indoor-outdoor kind of a feel with patios and things like that. And we're really excited about the operator that is going to go in there. So
wow.
I'll be back and share that with you sometime.
Yeah, when y'all get ready to, just bring in the boys.
Okay.
Or the young men, I should say. And let's talk about it. Okay, so K2 is still moving. You've got the big thing going up in the city.
Reading Public Market.
In the Reading. Let's talk a little bit more about that, and then I'll get back to Todd for my last with him. So is it started? Is it what's going on?
So we are very close to having every tenant space within the Reading Public Market filled.
Wow.
There's been so much activity. It's been really exciting. I mean, we're talking to people every single day.
Can you draw kind of a verbal picture of what it looks like for people?
Yeah. So the west side of Market Center, which is the building right there, the mixed-use development
right.
on Market Center.
Right.
The bottom floor is we've got Apricot Lane, who was kind of the pioneer tenant in that commercial
mm-hmm.
space. We've got New Clairvaux Vineyard that is just cranking on their construction right now, and we think they're going to be open late September, sometime around there. So the rest of the commercial space on that side, the north end of the building, is more than 13,000 square feet. So we've got what we've already announced. We've got Fall River Brewing that
mm-hmm.
faces the west the
Which
faces
street?
Market Street on
faces
the west
Market
side
street.
On the west
okay.
side of the building.
Right.
Then we've got a craft cocktail bar going in to that
wow.
That same side of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got in between it's going to be a beautiful climate controlled patio.
Right.
So think fire pits, and there's going to be sort of an indoor outdoor.
It's enclosed then.
It will be completely covered.
Okay.
And what we are wanting to do is make sure that it's climate controlled. That
okay,
it's
so it's cool in there. Yes,
so probably some shades on the front
uh-huh.
and some fog misters, but it will be completely covered and shaded.
Okay.
So that's the important part. But it'll be, they're putting more than $2 million just into the patio alone.
Wow.
So it'll be a great gathering space. Now inside, we're
okay.
talking market.
Right.
So we'll have some counter service, food service elements, But we'll also have, you can go in, you can pick up a cut of meat to take home, a loaf of bread that's fresh from the bakery, some merchandising elements, so spices or sauces and produce, things like that. So that's a really important piece to the market, and it's what makes us a market and not a food hall. We don't want to be a food hall.
Yeah, I think like Oxbow down in Napa, I think that's one of the examples.
Walking
great
down
place.
From our home, mm-hmm. which we can do, we just live off plaster.
Mm-hmm.
Coming down and walking into a place where you can have a drink, you can have hors d'oeuvres or little tasties mm-hmm. like that, and mm-hmm. move on out. What we need then is a place downtown that you can go in and kind of sit back and
take home something to cook or pick
things
up
like
something
that.
To go.
Yeah, again, mm-hmm. we're rebuilding downtown Reading.
Yeah.
This sounds great.
We will also have a wine bar, and we are very excited. I'm a wine person myself, so I'm especially excited about this. But we have found the person, and I'll announce that soon too as
okay.
well. But the person that's going to be running and operating the wine bar is, I will just say, an area expert, not someone that currently runs a business.
Oh.
But someone that has a lot of expertise, and we're really excited about what she's going to bring to the table.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. And when's this going to be around?
So we hope to have all of our – right now we're working on the design.
Okay.
So the design, the layout, floor plans, construction.
A year from now?
About a year.
About a year.
Maybe a little more than a year, but
okay.
summer of next year is the
goal.
Okay,
that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Big grand opening.
That's right.
Cool.
So we'll see you there.
this close. We've been watching this grow, Linda and I have. Mm-hmm. And it's like kind of watching your kids grow, and they start, and then it just keeps,
mm-hmm.
and it just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Real exciting stuff.
Todd, what do we have to look forward to for businesses in this? I know that you've made some huge strides forward, and you're building on the last mm-hmm. guys. I know you've always said that, Tony, and that. But still, you've made huge strides.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things happening in the last couple of years, and I want to touch on airport stuff really quickly, too. So on the business side, we actually had another property close escrow at Stillwater on Friday, which is really exciting.
Who's
it's
that?
A small facility. It's a group called the Crossland Barnes Group. I don't know if we're technically supposed to say the tenant, but we've been saying it a lot. So they're building about a 12,000 square foot, which is not that big, 12,000 square foot distribution facility for Frito-Lay, which is going to be out there on parcel 6. So it's going to be across the street from where Pace is now. They've already have full building plans. I think they've already submitted those. And so that could be, going
vertical. Distribution, that's mean it comes in.
Yeah. And then they
switch it from this truck to another truck.
And then they're
going to
take it out and deliver it
sure.
to all the stores. But, it's a great thing. We'll have more construction there probably this year. They're going to be able to start construction on that. And we have a lot of other projects in the queue. So a lot of people that have bought property out there, where there's a lot of property that's sold in the last 3 years, those projects are all moving forward. They just take time. Economic development is a long game, and it takes a while. So, they are moving forward.
I used to tell. So, how's still Dad doing?
It's moving,
but for a long time, he would just put his head down on the table. But it does take a long time,
yeah.
and the things, the people you've been dealing with, now it's coming to fruition.
Yeah, it's coming together, and everybody, again, like I said, that's bought out there is moving forward. So, there's been about of the 300 buildable acres we've sold. That's closed escrow about 70 acres right now.
Oh.
And then we have an escrow another 130 acres. So about 200 acres is either sold or in escrow.
What was that big company out of?
Panattoni.
Are they?
They're still in escrow.
Oh.
Working with, Fortune 100 companies
okay.
to build facilities out there. So really what's happened in the last year is cost of construction, cost of capital is so high that it just doesn't really pencil out. So everyone's kind of on a waiting game right now. But the fact that they're still interested, the city council, decided to let them renew their escrow, and that they are still interested in being here, and they have a lot of optimism for this area, says a lot, because these guys could work anywhere in the world. They've built about 600 million square feet of space. They could do these things anywhere. And the fact that they're choosing Shasta County and they think Reading's a great place to do business is really good for us.
Okay, 1 minute. If you could CEO business that you want to come into Shasta County, what is it?
Mass timber all day. I love the biofuel stuff that we talked about a little bit, hydrogen, but mass timber. So think glulam, which is kind of the first wave of mass timber, but really it's cross-laminated timber panels, CLT panels. And so building things out of wood, I'd love K2 to do that someday. Building things out of wood like these big panels, so not just 2x4s and OSB, but it's a new way of construction, which is, again, it's green, which is great, but you're also utilizing our most valuable and abundant natural resources, which is wood. So these guys buy lumber, 2x6s, 2x4s, and they basically just alternate the
hopefully
layers.
Hopefully from our area.
From our, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then they use this and they make these big panels and they ship them and it speeds up the cost of speeds up construction, and eventually it's not cost effective now, but it's trending in that direction very quickly.
Okay. Last thoughts, Erin?
Well, I'll come back and we'll talk more about Cascade Village.
Of course.
But we just would like the community to know that there's a lot of positive things coming that we can be positive about. So,
yeah.
You know, people are, I think we don't, Todd and I know, we know all the good things that are going on, but
a lot of times people don't know that.
They don't know, you know, that we're really, like, our lifestyle here and the amenities that are in the works is only going to elevate our community. So just a reminder to everyone to stay positive and don't take us for granted.
The
community is great.
Todd, thanks for everything you're doing here. And Erin, and tell the guys that, it's greatly appreciated.
Happy to be
you're
here.
Keeping it here and you're keeping it local.
We get to live where other people vacation.
That's
right.
That's right. That is right. In the words of Jake.
Okay.